Well, a mix of clouds and sun on this Veterans Day, and certainly a salute to all of our veterans on this Thursday, as we will see some scattered showers develop and could have impact the Veterans Parade. Starts, of course, at 11:01 downtown. It doesn't look like a constant rain, but there will at least be some scattered showers around. Temperatures warm and humidity actually up there, too, now, so kind of a bit of warm and humid today. Temperatures will very quickly get into the 70s this morning. That's where they'll be when the Veterans Day Parade begins, close to 75, topping out around 80 degrees this afternoon. It drops off a little bit when and if showers move in, but then pops back up again. And then it looks like a band of showers that could be briefly heavy will spread across the area from west to east very late this afternoon into early this evening. And while many spots get some rain today into early this evening, amounts still look to hold less than a half inch and in many cases less than a quarter of an inch. But doesn't mean that it couldn't pour for at least a few minutes in some neighborhoods. And then partly cloudy overnight and mild, and that'll set us up for a warm end to the work week. Quite the opposite of what we started with, at least as far as temperatures go this week. We'll be into the upper 70s tomorrow yet again. So a couple of days here above average after the unseasonably chilly first part of the work week. And then we're looking forward to the next front that comes in on Saturday. It looks to be a little slower now, so I've kept cloud cover around for a longer part of the day and just enough moisture to squeeze out a few showers. It does not look like a lot of rain for Saturday, but it does look damp at times and in spots. It won't be as warm, but still quite mild in the low to mid 70s on Saturday. Now, the front will scour out the clouds late in the day and into Saturday night as it moves on through, leaving behind really a very nice Sunday. It'll be autumn-like, but pretty decent, much like last Sunday. Mostly sunny, breezy, and temperatures in the afternoon that reach the mid to upper 60s, then drop into the 40s Sunday night. Pretty chilly, but a mostly sunny, nice start to the new work week then on Monday as we approach 70 degrees. In the tropics, we still have our nor'easter that occurred here last weekend as an area of low pressure now moving into the eastern Atlantic. The window is closing on its potential to become subtropical, but it's still possible that it'll be over warm enough water to take on some subtropical characteristics for the next day to day and a half before being absorbed by a big ocean storm. Extratropical low-pressure area that's already over the northern Atlantic, and that'll be it for this system at that point. And the rest of the tropics look really very quiet, a very fall-like atmosphere. And by that, I mean the jet stream is diving deep to the south. There's a lot of shear across a good part of the Atlantic Basin. And I mentioned in talking the tropics with Mike earlier this week that it appears the Atlantic hurricane season is shutting down. Having said that, we'll have to carefully watch the Caribbean. There could be something that tries to pop there, but it would most likely get pushed to the east and northeast. Away, in other words, from the United States, and then anything that would pop to the east of the U.S. out over the Atlantic, obviously, too, would get pushed east and northeast away from our area. But obviously, we keep an eye on the tropics every single day of the hurricane season, and we still have some time to go yet till the end of the month on November 30th. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.